Hare Krishna. Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, 13th chapter, text number 39. Abhay Charanarvinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. O Lord, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead and are worshipable by universal prayers, Vedic hymns and sacrificial ingredient. We offer our obeisances unto you. You can be realized by the pure mind freed from all visible and non-visible material contamination. We offer our respectful obeisances to you as the Supreme Spiritual Master of Knowledge in devotional service. Please repeat translation. O Lord,
O Lord,
you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
and are worshipable by universal prayers,
and are worshipable by universal prayers,
Vedic hymns,
and sacrificial ingredient.
We offer our obeisances unto you. You can be realized by pure mind, freed from all visible and invisible material contamination. We offer our respectful obeisances unto you as the Supreme Spiritual Master of Knowledge in devotional service. Purport. The qualification of bhakti, or devotional service to the Lord, is that the devotee should be free from all material contamination and desires. This freedom is called vairagya, or renouncement of material desire. One who engages in devotional service to the Lord according to regulative principle is automatically freed from material desires. And in that pure state of mind, one can realize the personality of Godhead. The personality of Godhead, being situated in everyone's heart, instructs the devotees regarding pure devotional service so that he may ultimately achieve the association of the Lord. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 10.10 as follows. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam pratipurvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yanamam upajantite. To one who constantly engages in devotional service of the Lord with the faith and love, the Lord constantly gives the intelligence to achieve him at the ultimate end. One has to conquer the mind, and one may do it by following the Vedic rituals and by performing different type of sacrifice. The ultimate end of all this performance is attained bhakti or devotional service of the Lord. Without bhakti, we cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The original personality of Godhead, or his innumerable expansion of Vishnu, are the only object of worship by all the Vedic rituals and sacrificial performance. So, as you know, in this chapter they are describing about Lord's Baradev. Lord Baradev. And in this particular verse, how it's describing that actually Lord is everything for a devotee. Actually, whatever a devotee performing or doing, that's only thing is he just want to... that person want to just satisfied Lord. That is the all Vedic scripture says. And whatever, actually, even though in a karma kanda ritual, whatever we see, ultimately that is brings to bhakti, the path of bhakti. That's the intention of all Vedic system. And Srila Prabhupada, here in this purport, how nicely he described that, actually, if somebody want to perform devotional service, the person's mind has to be free. That's very important. Our mind is such a powerful, and it's so strong. If mind thinks something, body automatically direct toward to that. Body don't need any training or any guidance. Its mind is such a powerful thing. Long back ago, I was reading an article. You know, some scientists, they want to test about mind. It's like almost like 10, 11 years ago. You know, one person got death penalties. Anyway, that person gonna die. So science just want to test that person, because, you know, they read in so many places, like mind is so powerful. So they want to test it. What they did, first they took him to a place where is like one they kept an animal, and they slot that animal's belly. Okay. And he saw that when they cut the belly and everything, intestine and everything came out, and that animal is suffering and suffocating, you know, trying to live more, but you know, that animal couldn't, and finally all the blood drained and that animal died. And then they said, look, tomorrow your death punishment will be like this. So it is a new kind of things. And next day they cover that person's eyes, and they took a very cold metal, you know, long metal piece, just it was in the fridge. They just touched through his belly, and they opened slowly a tap, water tap. It was there previously arranged because they want to test, you know. So then that person describing, look, your intestine now came out as you seen yesterday, and now your blood is draining, and when it will be finished, of course you're gonna die. So as soon as they told that one, immediately that person goes to heart attack and died. Immediately. So they were saying, why that person is suddenly dying? He was a very healthy person, you know, he was a criminal. So mind is such a powerful. They concluded that because he thought about that yesterday's incident, and it is in his mind, and he's thinking about, oh, how that animal is died, you know, it's happening to me. Oh, I'm dying. Mm-hmm. So then he died. Mm-hmm. So Srila Radha Govinda Maharaj, once in his class, he was describing that, you know, devotees, that's what they always should think about Krishna, you know. Sometimes we think, oh, well, you know, now we're just talking something or thinking something, but, you know, nobody knows. But the thing is, whether we are thinking with intention or without intention, whether we are saying something with our intention or without intention, one day that's going to be happening. So, that's a mind is such a powerful thing. It can elevate someone is very, very high level. And it can, you know, drag someone to very, you know, lower level. It can make someone to become animalistic. So that's a, you know, all the scripture is described that mind is our great enemy and best friend. So So that's what Srila Prabhupada here explaining, that devotees, they have to engage their mind to Krishna service, you know. That's in Srimad Bhagavatam, Ambarish Maharaj's prayer, they're describing how Ambarish Maharaj's quality actually. Sabai mana Krishna padara vindaya, but changshi vaikuntha gunanu varnane. Our mind always somehow or other has to, you know, fixed to Krishna's lotus feet. Sabai mana Krishna padara vindaya. We have to fix our mind toward Krishna's lotus feet. Otherwise, what will happen? We cannot control actually mind. It's impossible. And Srila Prabhupada here, he gave that shloka from Bhagavad Gita, then Tesham Satato Yuktamnam Bhajatam Prati Purvakam Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Jnanam Jnanamam Upajantite. Ultimately, we have no such power or purity to do service or, you know, do something for Krishna. We have no such qualification. We are completely unqualified. Our spiritual master is so kind, and Krishna is so kind, you know. He is providing everything to serve Him. You know, that's a, you know, they call Him Suridam Sarva Bhutanam. He is well-wisher of all living entities, because He gave all the knowledge, and whatever we require, we don't have anything actually. So in this purport saying, one who constantly engage in devotional service, Krishna provide him everything. You know. So in other way, actually we don't have anything. Krishna giving us after seeing our sincerity. We don't have any qualification, you know. Actually, it is mentioned that if somebody thinking that, oh, I did this service, after 10 years I must be pure devotee. I am chanting 20 years now, I should chant pure holy name. No, there is no such thing like that. We don't have anything, like anything power like that. We cannot achieve, we cannot do devotional service with our power. Actually, by Krishna's mercy, we only can do it, you know. That many, many examples in the Shastras, you know. And it is only Lord's mercy, you know. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to do kirtan in Srivasangan, so one day, one, you know, brahmachari came to Srivas Thakur and asked, you know, can I see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's kirtan? And Srivas Thakur was so strict, he said no. And then he came again, continuously, every day he requested him. And every day Srivas Pandit refused him, no. And then he used to stay outside and he used to hear from there. And when Srivas Pandit saw that, and he was like, you know, because devotee's heart is very soft. His heart is melted, you know. He thought, well, you know, look, I really respect your sincerity, you know. So, you know, but Mahaprabhu, he told not to give any permission. He didn't give any permission for anyone else. So how come I'll take you? And then he said, well, you know, I'll just stay in a corner. I'll never come out or nothing like that. And then he went in. Srivas Thakur let him come in. And he was inside the room. And that day after kirtan, Mahaprabhu said, look, you know, I think today I didn't enjoy the kirtan as usual. Something is there. Someone is there is not qualified. Someone is here who is not similar minded. And then Srivas Pandit, you know, a bit smile and they say, oh my Lord, actually this happened. You know, this person, he was requesting so much and every day he stand outside and I really feel bad about him. So I let him in today. And he is a very, very, you know, steady brahmachari. You know, he only drink milk once a day, nothing else. So then Mahaprabhu said, look, the thing is, bhakti completely different from all sorts of ritualistic activities. It's not depend on anything. In this case, Jagadananda Pandit, he said in Brahma Vivarta, that's a small book written by Jagadananda Pandit. Oh, you all of us know. You know, he always used to, you know, whatever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will say, he always go against him. Like it's a different rasa, you know. After Mahaprabhu took sannyas, he took big pot of scented oil, you know, very fragrant scented sandal. He mixed different kind of oil and he took it puri. And then he said, oh, Mahaprabhu, you have to use it. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, look, I am a sannyasi. How come I will use this oil? You know, I'll apply on my body and I'll walk through and people will see, oh, look at sannyasi, you know, he used perfume. You know, everybody will laugh. I'm not going to use this. And then he was so upset. Okay, I know, you know, always whatever I say, you don't like it. Okay. And then he break the pot in front of him and he just left that place, you know. So he was like different kind of mood. But Mahaprabhu used to enjoy that. So he wrote a small book called Prema Vivarta. Vivarta means it's like arguing. So prem means all we know, devotional arguing. So he's saying, bhakti vina kono sadhan dite nare phal, sab phal day bhakti satantra prabal. Actually bhakti is independent, it's not depend on any austerity or any kind of sacrifice. It's not. Somebody can perform anything, but doesn't mean that person will get bhakti. That's the fact. That's what Rupa Goswami stated in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. That's one quality of the bhakti is sudurlava. It's not easily Krishna gives. You know? Durlava means difficult to get. Sudurlava means very, very difficult to get. So then Mahaprabhu said, look, this is not the fact. He drink once a day milk, doesn't matter, or even he fast constantly, but doesn't mean he is qualified to bhakti. And then he didn't say anything. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he gave purport on this incident and he said, because Srivas Pandit was happy with him, that's why Mahaprabhu didn't kick him out. He let it stay. So the fact is, it's not that how much austerity we are performing. The fact is, how much Krishna is pleasing with that? Actually, if he is pleasing and his devotees is pleasing, we may get bhakti. We may engage in devotional service. That's the fact. And a sincere devotee, if we will do sincerely Krishna service, so Krishna, as Prabhupada explained here, Krishna will give intelligence and everything. He will provide, in fact, everything. You know, if we forward to Krishna one step, Krishna forward to us 10 steps, more than, you know, us. Imagine, we are performing little bit service. You know, what we are doing? Let's say we cook in kitchen. Who provide everything? Krishna, actually, ultimately he provide everything. What we have, what we born with, hand and some legs, and two hand, two legs, and some senses, and that's also wasn't developed by Krishna's mercy only. It's developed by nature. It's developed and it gets strong and then we are able to do something. So ultimately if we see, Krishna's providing everything for us to perform some devotional service, not that he is enjoy. Actually for our benefit. You know, Brahma Sangita, it is stated that Lakshmi Sahasra Sata Sambrama Sevya Manam. Thousands of Mahalakshmi, they are waiting to serve Krishna. What he need from us? People like us, we are totally unqualified. And Krishna's another quality, what is that? Atmaram. One who doesn't need any things from outside. Nothing. He's completely satisfied within him. But still, He organizes, he does all these things because of us. Because he is our well-wisher. But after all, sometimes we think, oh, we did too much service to Krishna. Krishna, nothing giving to me, you know. So, our tendency is complaining. Oh, I did, you know, 15 years chanting, but still look at me. I am suffering so much. I am dying like left, right, front, everywhere. So, that's our mind, you know. Mind tricks us. So that's why Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, we have to engage mind is very intelligently. He tells nice story about long back ago in Ujjain, there was a king and he worshipped Betal. You know, Betal means kind of like ghost, powerful, but not bad kind of, good kind of ghost. Okay, very powerful. And then Betal was very satisfied about his offering and then he asked, what do you want? And he said, look, I have so much things to do in my kingdom, so that's why I need your help. And then Betal said, yes, I will do, but condition is, I will not sit in one place. You have to give me something to engage me. If I will have sit just and do nothing, I will press your neck. What is called, Guruji, in proper English? I will kill you. Yeah.
Choke.
Yes. I will choke you. So that's the condition. And then king thought, well, there is so much work. No worries. Okay, come with me. And then he said, okay, what I have to do? And then he said, you know, clean all the roads in my kingdom. And within few hours he did everything and he came at midnight. Hey, come on, what is next? And then he thought, oh, well, you know, make big, big lakes so people will be very easily, you know, clean everything and they will have bath in there, so it will be easier. And then few hours he made all the arrangement and he came back again. Hey, tell me what to do. And then he was thinking, my God, is he doing too fast? So how I'll engage him? And then he said, okay, clean my palace. Within, you know, 1-2 hours he finished that and said, tell me what to do. And then he don't know what to do and he was very, you know, he's thinking, what is the next? He have nothing to tell him. And then he thought, well, and then Betal said, this is too long, I'm going to press your neck now. You know, and then he's thinking, oh, what to do? And then he said, okay, you know, make a big pillar here in front of my palace. And then he said, make more longer. And he made very tall. And he said, apply some oil in there. And he did it. And he said, do up and down until I say stop. Okay? Just go up and come down. That's your service. So he is doing up and down. And whenever king need him, he just tell, okay, go do this. After that, go up, do up and down, up and down. And that's why king was safe. Because that Betal cannot complain that, oh, I have nothing to do. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, our mind is like that ghost. Okay. If we not engage in Krishna's service, he will kill us. How? How? Oh, you know, what happened? Oh, this person did this. That person did that. You know, other day I saw, he put too much perfume and wear so expensive clothes and he's showing up everyone. So, this in Bengali we shortcut we say PNPC means Paraninda Paracharcha. That's we talk about others' bad things. That is like pickle. You know, if you put a little bit in your tongue, you will be eager to eat more. So when you describe about others' fault, it's so tasty. So our mind will be engaged in there very, you know, eagerly. Vigorously, constantly, and glorify all the bad qualities. So it's like killing us. Why? Actually, when we talk about bad things about others, we get some karma fall. I mean, some reaction from them. If it is not truth, of course it will be 100%. Even though it is truth, so we'll get some percent. But if we say something which is not truth, we'll get 100% karma of blaspheming that person. So that's how we are accumulating karma. So those bad karma is what? Actually, it is more than our death. Because, you know, how long we live? Maybe 100 years. Because of that karma, we have to stay in the hell maybe billions of years, not millions. You know, some of them we even can't count. We cannot count. That many zero can be put there. So billions of years we have to live in hellish planet. So it's more than a death. So that's why our mind, if we not engage in proper way, then what will happen? It will kill us. So what is that up and down actually? That is chanting bit, you know. Go up and come down. You know, from one end to other end. Go up and down, up and down. Whenever you need to do something, go and do. And again, engage your mind there. Up and down, up and down. Otherwise, mind will kill you. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said, always keep in your mind these things, okay? So then, our mind will be in proper conscious. So that's, you know, kind of tricks to train our mind. Yeah? Otherwise mind, you know, mind always sankalpa and vikalpa. That means something accepting and something rejecting. All the, constantly. So that's it. We have to always hear about Krishna and always try to engage in Krishna's service. That's how we will be safe. That's what the all previous acharya, all spiritual masters, they did, they demonstrate and they followed that. So, thank you so much. I would like to stop here. If there is any mistake, please forgive me. Any comments and questions, please. Yeah, invisible. There is so many, like, you know, kam, krodh, lobh, moha, mat, matsarya. You cannot see them. They are in the mind. They are very subtle, but when they stay in our mind and they capture our mind, then it becomes gross, you know. Like, if I have too many desire, what will happen? First it is in the mind, we can't see it. And then, when they convince our mind, what happened? Mind will do that, you know. Like when we get angry, what happened? Angry inside already, in our mind. And when we exhibit it, what happened? It's become fight. So, this is our very subtle. We cannot see this, those contamination, you know. Like, thinking about, you know, someone's bad things, you know. This is the one symptom of Kali Yuga. Mando sumando mate or mando bhagyayu upadrate. We always think about bad, you know. So this is our like subtle contamination. So we have to free from all these things. That's why Rupa Goswami stated, sarvopadhi vinirmukta tatparatvena nirmalam. Which is very high, yeah. All kind of upadhi, you know, so-called title, we have to freed from all of them. Tatparatvena nirmalam. Then only will be pure. visible contamination, as we do, you know, all the sinful activities, whatever, like, you know, we not behave appropriately, we don't do devotional service, we engage in, you know, sinful activities. Those are like visible contamination. One word, like not following Vedic rules and regulation. That is visible contamination. Oh, sorry, Mataji. As we can see in every story in Bhagavatam, they are very important, Mataji. It depends on us how we are taking. If we learn from lesson, from that incident, and actually in Bhagavatam it's given, it's provided because we have to learn from there. So, if we know the situation, we will be not in the similar situation. That's why those kind of incident was described. But if somebody will be attached to the those qualities like Ajamil has, like those bad quality, definitely that will be prajalpa. If that some person will describe because his own sense gratification. Like, I want to know how Ajamil did sense gratification. So I'll read in Bhagavatam, definitely that will be 100% prajalpa. But if somebody will think about, okay, how Ajamil, even though he has so many bad qualities, but how Lord is merciful, he just chanted his name. Because of his chanting, he got the chance to do devotional service. Why I can't do that? Why I can't engage? My mind is like that. So, Bhagavatam intention is this. So, inspiring other living entities. See, if somebody is inspiring toward Lord, so that's the proper intention of Srimad Bhagavatam. If someone is not, so that is prajalpa. Actually, that's what Srila Rupa Goswami stated. Once Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he wrote so many books and quite intimate books. And then he did samadhi. He wrote them, and then after that he buried them. And Rupa Goswami asked, "Why then you wrote them?" And then he said, honestly, there is no such qualified living entity in Kali Yuga can read my books. So they are, not pure minded. So that's why I buried them. I like to describe Krishna's pastime. It's, I feel like, it's, I relish the service, I relish the description, but there is no qualified soul to read this, so that's why I buried. But, I'm thinking, you wrote so many books, and they are very intimate books, why you didn't bury them? And then Rupa Goswami said, actually, if someone will read the Shastra with just fault-finding mind, they will never ever understand Shastra. Never. If someone will just do study because of just want to read something, that person will never ever will enter in the Shastra. Never. Actually, that's why Krishna says, Dadami buddhi yogam, I will give intelligent. Not that you have intelligent, you will understand. Krishna will give intelligent. So, that's why it's mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Bhagavad Parogya Vaishnavari Sthane Ekanta Ashray Kari Chaitanya Charane. We have to study the Shastra under guidance of Vaishnava. So then it will be not become prajalpa. Chaitanya Bhakta Shave Nitra Kara Sangha Tabeta Janive Siddhanta Samudra Taranga. Actually, the philosophical aspect of Shastra, it's unlimited. How the ocean have unlimited waves. Shastra has unlimited, Siddhanta. So we will be lost in there. So that's why we have to study the Shastra under guidance. That's why Srila Prabhupada is here. He wrote the books and he gave the purport. And every shloka he gave in a proper purport. His name is Bhakti Vedanta. He connect everything to Bhakti. So I think, you know, people will read Prabhupada's Bhagavatam, they will be never confused like that. So Prabhupada, you know, everything connected so nicely, so then it won't be a prajalpa. Yes, yes. And also like Srila Prabhupada, there is two things, you know, when we blaspheme someone, I mean, it's not blaspheme, like we are telling something to someone. If we are free from envy, that is very important. It's very difficult actually. Prabhupada was free from envy, enviness. He has no enviness for anyone. So, that is like a teacher, spiritual master. Even though he is criticizing someone, it is good for them because he's telling out without like enviness. Like how sometimes we say, you know, sometimes as you can see the parents, they, you know, chastise their children. Why? You know, it doesn't look good, but it's good for them. So Srila Prabhupada is like that. Am I correct, Prabhuji?
Yeah, another story is Jayati, King Jayati.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There is lot of story is like that in Srimad Bhagavatam. So, you know. Yes, Prabhuji.
Acharya Prabhu, in the second past, we have done criticism in so many ways to so many people, like even my parents, even sometimes of teachers.
Yeah.
Sometimes
what is the question?
His question is, we have done so much criticize in our previous life, I mean, when we was in home or wherever. So, what is now we should do? What we should do now? What is the atonement? But the thing is, Shastra said, that time we had no such conception, like before we become devotees. Mm-hmm. We don't care, you know, just see how I'll be happy. So now we know. So now, if we do again now same thing, that will be, Krishna will not take any responsibility for that. But, if we have done something in the past without our, like, our proper knowledge, we have to always, constantly lament for that. What is called? Lamentation. We have to do. So that's how it will be, you know. Yes. And it is not like, you know, showing up. No, it is within. It is in our mind and heart that, oh, I really did this thing. I have to be sorry for all of these things. So we have to do lamentation. That's a Guru Govinda Maharaj, you know, in his class, he said, you know, we should cry what we have done in our, you know, when we are not devotee. We should cry for that always. Because of that sincerity, maybe Krishna will forgive all the, you know, sins. But if we have done Vaishnava Parad, we must go and ask forgiveness. That's, you know, that's not a karma or not sinful activities. It will not wipe away. You know, in fact, Shastra says, Krishna forgives, I know, Vaishnava forgives, but Krishna will not forgive. You know, Krishna and his devotee, they have such a sweet relationship. If somebody will blaspheme Krishna, Krishna will forgive, but his devotee will never forgive. And if somebody blaspheme devotees, devotee will forgive because they are, you know, very kind, but Krishna will never forgive. Their example is Ambarish Maharaj, you know. Ambarish Maharaj, even though Durvasa Rishi, he was very angry and he was about to kill Ambarish Maharaj, and he He wasn't mind, he was not scared, he just, you know, he said, okay, if this is Supreme Personality's arrangement, I'm very happy to accept it. And he fixed his mind to Krishna's lotus feet. But Krishna didn't forgive Durvasa. So that's why if we commit some Vaishnava aparad, better to ask forgiveness. If I knowingly, if I remember, always best. And that's why Srila Prabhupada makes a nice system, you know, at the morning we do Banchakalpadrubhyasya Kripasindubhya Pacha Patinanam Pavanibhya Vaishnavibhya. We respect all the Vaishnavas and we pay our obeisances. Why? Because if unknowingly if we commit something, so. Yeah, now, first.
So it's disregarding this, it's avoiding the reactions of offense, first. The second, he didn't go to the person he offended, you know. This is, and this shows, Krishna shows the proper way. If you offend someone, you first go to him before you come to me.
Yeah, actually, think, he shows so many things here. Like, doesn't matter how powerful you are,
yes.
But you cannot escape from reaction of Vaishnava Parad. Doesn't Durvasa is so powerful. Imagine he went to Vaikuntha. Yeah? Where Krishna saying, Jadgattana nivartante tad dhamma parama mama. And he has to come back from there to ask forgiveness to Ambarish Maharaj. So that's why it's really powerful. Nothing can save us from Vaishnava Parad. Nothing. Yeah? That's why in Charitamrita it said, Vaishnava aparad uthe hati matha, chinde kimba upare shukhi jaye pata. Vaishnava aparad, like, you know, it's like a mad elephant. And our devotional life is like a small creeper, you know. So if a mad elephant will pull a small creeper, what will happen? Whether it will ripped off, or it will come with the whole root and everything, maybe it will come out and then it will dry up, you know. So yeah, it's very powerful.
Practically, but how we can go approach, at what phase we go and face that person to whom I criticize, because that person doesn't know this, I criticize him.
Doesn't matter whether he knows or not, Lord knows. So if I know, I have to go and ask forgiveness. It doesn't matter whether I told him in front of him or in front of someone, you know, the reaction will be there. So that's a better go and, you know, just reveal, oh, look, I did this, sorry, I'm really sorry. But doesn't mean, you know, every time I'll do and ask forgiveness for same thing, you know, then, you know, definitely it won't work. So the point is, like, okay, I wasn't understand, but somehow or other I did this mistake, so I won't do it again. That's the forgiveness. I mean, that's the apology. You know? But if we do again and again, that is intention. There's no more, you know, there will be no more forgiveness. So, yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you for your patience. Jai Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam Ki, Srila Prabhupad Ki, Anant Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki, Jai Nitai Gaur Brahmanande, Hari Hari Bol.